Jamie Bauer is here from Springfield Little Theater. He is directing the show that they're doing for the holiday season that opened last night. It's the classic It's a Wonderful Life.
That's right.
You're running through Sunday the 13th at the Landers Theater.
That's correct.
Now, you had the opening last night. How did that go?
It went really well. The actors are really excited to finally get to do it in front of an audience.
Now, are they wearing masks? I know the audience is, but...
Yes, the audience is, but the actors are not. We set out from the beginning to block this show so that they all remain 6 feet apart. We have 5 microphones. I should say,
right.
This is A Wonderful Life, a radio play.
Right,
We are staging this in a 1940s radio studio. So it is a live radio broadcast, and it actually live because we stream too.
Sure. But, absolutely. It is a live cast.
It's live in both ways.
That's right. The movie came out in 1946, I guess, mm-hmm. and I know CBS's Lux Radio Theater did an adaptation of it with Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed.
There were radio broadcasts, I believe. I'm thinking it was the following Christmas in 47.
But they may have done that.
I think they did that. I'm so glad they did because
now you
it's
have precedent.
Given us this script.
You have precedent for doing this.
Right.
Who did the adaptation?
Joe Landry is his name, and back when I directed the full stage play, it's a 32-person cast. He wrote that adaptation as well, and I loved it. It's so close to the movie. And to find this radio version that he did as well was a real treat, because he keeps all the great things in his script, but of course, he's adapted it for a radio station.
Now, 32 members of the cast in the normal stage play version, but how many people do you have on stage?
Well, we were allowed to drop to 9, so that made it a lot easier to manage. We have 7 radio performers, and then we have a stage manager and a Foley artist.
Right.
And that's the most fun part. I mean, the whole show is just, it's heartwarming, and it's a wonderful story, and everybody loves it. And all of the vocal actors are doing such a great job at not only their main characters, but everybody has, well, except for George. Well, George has one extra voice that he does in our commercials, because we have 2 1940-style radio commercial spots within the show. So he even gets to do an extra voice in that. But everybody is voicing multiple characters, which is really fun to watch. And of course, the Foley Pit is always fun to watch.
Now, this is not a musical version. This is the straight play.
That's right.
Yeah.
We do have
the straight radio script,
I
should
music,
say.
Yes. We have 2 musical commercials that they do a little jingle for. But outside of that, it is the straight straight version of the show.
Now, you mentioned that one of the roles, of course, is the Foley artist. That means the sound effects person.
Yes, sir.
The other one is the stage manager. Now, this is a scripted role, too?
It is. We've kind of built her in a little bit more. There weren't a lot of lines for her. It's played by Michelle Sturm, and Caleb Norman is our Foley artist. And Michelle basically comes out. We usually, you've got 30 minutes where the house opens before we actually start the show. However, our actors go ahead and take the stage at 15 minutes before we start, and they come in like they're coming in just getting ready for a radio broadcast. They come in their outerwear and hang up their coats, and the costumes just look great. Mm-hmm. We had a wonderful costume.
Oh, 1940s costuming.
Yeah,
so that's a lot of fun.
They just looks wonderful. And so they come in and they get ready, and then Michelle actually has to save the show in a couple spots, and I'll save those surprises for later.
That is great. You got to have a little bit of show behind the scenes
thing
going on.
It is very much a show within a show.
Yeah,
and my co-director, Marnie Irwin, she and I love to infuse humor wherever we can. So we like to get a little humor going in the background without overshadowing the beautiful story that they're telling.
Now, we've not mentioned actually the other cast members. Who's playing George? Who's playing,
George is being played by Christian Carroll, and he's doing a wonderful job. And Rachel Hazelhurst is Hazelhurst. I always do that. She's playing his love interest, Mary.
Right.
Judy Luxton is playing like Mary, Mrs. Hatch, and Rose Bailey, George's mom. Ron Cini is not only the voice of Potter, but he's also the voice of Mr. Gower and Joseph the Angel, and Clayton.
Oh, he's doing all the old men.
Yeah, yes, yes. And then Clayton Avery is he's Harry Bailey. He's a couple of the members of the town, and his biggest part, of course, is Clarence the Angel. So then we have Dusty Reasons Thomas, and she's playing Violet Bick, and again, other members of the town. And then we have Dave Bialik, who is our announcer, and he is also like everybody else in the town, that poor guy. We put like 15 voices in his lap. So, and let's see, have I missed anyone? Judy Lurie? Yeah, I think I mentioned all seven. So yeah, it's a tight show, and they really do great at keeping that radio pace with no dead air. and it's just it's a fun watch.
It would be fun to watch something like that. And hopefully people will take you up on that, not only for the 150 seats you have available in the Landers at this time, but also if you're not ready to come back to the theater, but you want to see the show, it's streaming online during every performance.
That's right. We're so pleased to have the streaming option available to us. Eli Cunningham has done a great job. He's got HD cameras, and we have a live switcher. We're like our own little TV studio now, and it's great. We broadcast that out every night online, and it's easy to get tickets for that. You just go online, and you choose the streaming option, or when you call the box office, you just ask for
either
that.
Either way, the streaming option is $28, and the in-person tickets range from $18 to $32. Mm-hmm. And again, with everything that's going on with COVID-19, a little theater chooses your seats for you. You get ushered into the auditorium as soon as you get there. There's basically dismissal by rows at the end of the show, and concessions are not available because you just don't want people milling around out in that rather small enclosed lobby area at the Landers.
Yeah, I wish we had a bigger lobby, but unfortunately it's just too many people in a small space.
But again, you can either go live or you can go live stream to see It's a Wonderful Life, the radio show. Performances are Thursdays through Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and you're doing matinees on Saturdays and Sundays at 2 o'clock now through Sunday, December 13th. And as Jamie said, you can call the box office or go online, 869-1334, or go to springfieldlittletheater.org. Did have one little question about the cast members. Did they really know what they were getting into when they were auditioning for this?
I want to hope that they did. I know that some of them, it was quite a stretch to change their vocals so much to get a different character sound. So I think, but really everybody stepped up to the challenge so wonderfully well. And Ron Cini, who has done several radio production, like live radio plays.
Yes, he has.
He had some wonderful tips for us. So we really worked as an ensemble to put this show together, and everybody has just done a fantastic job.
Yeah, it's too bad Fritz isn't still around,
because
he could have given you a lot of good tips.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we definitely miss him. Yeah.
But It's a Wonderful Life, the radio show from the Landers Theater, live or on their online stream now through December 13th. And you can, again, call 869-1334 or go to springfieldlittletheater.org and either order tickets to attend the live show or tickets to view the online stream.
Yeah, and I'll just say you want to get your tickets 24 hours in advance, because that gives our box office some time to make that seating chart.
Yeah, you need to. I mean, as always, and people are not always good about this, but you really do need to get your tickets ahead of time.
Yes, it certainly helps. I mean, we always have some room available that we can put you in without, but we can't have everybody do it, or else people are going to be out of luck.
How many, do you have any idea how many viewers you can accommodate on the stream?
As far as I know, it's unlimited.
Okay, good.
We aren't having a huge amount right now because it's still a relatively new thing for us, and so we're trying to get the word out that not only are we doing it, but also we're trying to show people the quality of it. With HD cameras and being able to change angles, it's a beautiful thing to watch. I'm amazed at the level of quality we're able to produce with that.
Yeah, and you're not just pre-recording one and showing it each time. You're doing
it is a live one. Yeah, you're watching that show. You're only about 20 seconds behind us.
Right. You're seeing the show that the audience in the Landers is seeing that particular night or that particular matinee. All right, Jamie Bauer's directing It's a Wonderful Life at the Landers. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, thank you very much for having us.
All right, we will talk to you later.
All right.